This is really incredible.
I've never seen anything like that.
The soundtrack of Children of the Dig fills the auditorium as we see ancient artifacts that were found at a Yupik house site near Quinnahock. The film starts with an image of people clustered around as the dig unearths an ancient mask.
If this comes out and it isn't a mask, you're going to have to...
The film's director, Joshua Barnstetter, says the story of the dig and its meaning for the young is bigger than Quinnahock.
This is a ticking time bomb. Stuff is being lost every day. Stuff that can change these children's lives when they recapture their sense of identity from what is their history. And nobody sees that more than the people that live on the villages in Alaska. Because they see it every day.
The hundreds of ancient artifacts surfacing at Quinnahock brought out an even larger stash of stories from village elders who told tales they had heard from their elders and explained everything from the layout of traditional homes to how these artifacts were used when they were made 500 years ago.
Going back and seeing our culture surfacing again through the dig is helping people to reconnect.
They started talking about the stories that they didn't want to tell before.
Growing up hearing the stories that my grandfather told about that area there and the people that lived there, and these were stories that he heard, and it validates the stories.
At the center of the film, Unexplained, was a ritual where an elder prays and buries a piece of fish in the ground to feed the spirits of those who had made the artifacts that had been coming out of the ground to feed the spirits of those living in Quinnahock and working at the dig today. It is a story of reciprocity and celebration. The film, Losing Alaska, documents the frustration of the people of Nutok struggling to escape the erosion that threatens their homes. Director Tom Burke was inspired to come to Alaska from Ireland, where he had read about the situation in The Guardian, a British newspaper.
Nutok was full of interesting characters, but also it was this microcosmic version of the global problem of climate change. And the idea that you could visibly see the land falling away year by year sparked my visual imagination.
Flying to a remote village and convincing the people in that tiny community to tell their stories was not easy. The decades-long battle to save their homes from the river eating away the ground underneath their community had left deep scars of division that persist. Villagers were accustomed to and tired of telling their story. But the Irishman was patient.
Crews, if they're doing a news package, would tend to stay for 2 days and maybe 3 days. I would stay for 9 days. And so on day four or five, they'd look at me and go, oh, you're still here. And at that point, then they'd start to feed me or, you know, talk about other things. Also, because I wasn't on a news deadline, I didn't have to have my camera with me all the time. I could just talk. I could just drink cups of tea. There were several trips where I filmed very little at all. And you just kind of build the trust and the relationships that way.
Over more than 3 years, Burke would visit Nutok, sometimes 5 or 6 times a year, so he could see and record what life was like all year round. The deliberately slow pace of the carefully crafted film lures viewers into village time to understand why people would choose to stay here on the edge of the world. Many in the audience were from Nutok. Some had left the village in frustration.
We're moved.
That's just the way it is.
It was segments other filmmakers might have left on the cutting room floor that resonated with former Nutok residents. Scenes like watching their neighbor's children go trick-or-treating.
James
The stories presented at the Anchorage International Film Festival can and did often catch audiences unaware. One of the funniest moments came during a film about Alaskans' reaction to the possible threat of nuclear missiles from North Korea during the early days of the Trump administration. Alaskans in the film brushed the threat aside. One suggested he was more worried about earthquakes. The Anchorage audience, having spent the week trying to recover from a major quake and surviving daily aftershocks, laughed loud and hard. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.